Fernando says it's called nerditis.
There was a mass murder that took place. Get this. So, Jiverly Wong, we're going to discuss Jiverly Wong here because Giorgio had requested that we do a dramatic reading of his letter that he sent to a television station after his shooting spree. You know where the Jiverly Wong shootings took place?
Was it somewhere in New York?
Yes, correct. Binghamton, New York. Do you know when that took place?
A year ago? Last winter? Last spring?
For some reason, I thought this was about 2 years ago. It was in April of 2009. It hasn't even been a year.
I should have guessed April because my first thought when that story broke and we were infatuated with the name Jiverly Wong because it was such a weird name was...
Some more than others.
Remember, I was imagining Jerry at his draft press conference in April saying...
Oh my gosh.
We took a fire on Jiverly Wong. And how funny that would be to hear Jerry say the name Jiverly Wong. It sounded like a Jerry name.
I'm sorry, what's the story about how many people did he kill?
There were 14 people, 14 souls that were...
Very unfortunate.
Now, the 14 total does include Jiverly himself, who committed suicide at the end of this rampage, in which he barricaded the doors to an immigration center and then walked through it, mowing people down with his 9mm.
Before this, had you ever heard of a human named Jiverly?
No. You know the answer to that. No.
And you know why
I don't think any human was ever named Jiverly before this.
You know why it's funny to imagine Jerry saying Jiverly Wong?
He's back on this. That's unbelievable.
Because just a couple of months before that, he was talking about Pac-Man and all the jiving that they do.
Would you like the names of the dead, Craig?
No.
Oh, sorry. You were...
No.
You're making some jokes over there.
No,
Go ahead,
I already know the names of the dead because I visited the memorial and made a large donation.
What?
Whoa,
that is
got
bad
you
karma.
There.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, Stewardess, I speak Jive.
Tell me the names.
I'd rather not.
Give me one name of a person that Jiverly Wong killed other than Jiverly
Wong
himself. Other than Jiverly Wong himself. You talked over me.
I won't do that to those victims.
You won't recognize and honor them?
I won't. No,
he's
not
laughing.
That. I won't do that to them and their families after what Jiverly put them through.
So specious.
But go ahead. Why don't y'all just go ahead and glorify Jiverly and read his letter and have some laughs over
this? Glorify who?
Jiverly Wong. The guy. I don't think his name's funny.
All right. So Jiverly wrote this letter. This is okay. We've talked about the incident, right? Horrible thing. Horrible thing that this man did. But he wrote this letter that he sent to a television station. And as if his name wasn't a breaker in and of itself, that kind of makes you know, name's kind of funny, right? But he sends this letter, and this letter... You can't help but read it and crack up because of the language in it.
And you
it's
read,
so Ribby-esque.
You read the letter because you're always curious about the mind of a lunatic.
Yeah, the mind of a killer. What goes wrong in their mind? Give us some insight into how this brain works. So here is Jiverly Wong's letter, and Craig and I both have a copy, so we'll alternate paragraphs. Okay, Craig?
Okay.
How long is it?
It's only a page and a half.
Okay.
It's not very long. All right, I'll read the first one, and then Craig will take over. And we're going to read it exactly, grammatically, the way he wrote it. I am Jiverly Wong, shooting the people.
That's his opening statement.
That's his salutation. Go ahead, Craig.
The first I want to say sorry. I know a little English. I hope you understand all of this. Of course, you need to know why I shooting. Because undercover cop gave me a lot of ass during 18 years. I got 7 years and 8 months.
This is unbelievable.
During 18 years, I got 7 years and 8 months delivery to grocery. delivery to grocery in the California came back New York on August 2007.
Let's talk about when I lived in California. Such as cop used 24 hours the technique of ultramodern. And camera for burn the chemical in my house. For switch the channel. For adjust the fan. For made me unbreathable. For made me vomit. For connect the music into my ear.
Listen, he didn't understand all of the English. He was whacked out enough to shoot 13 people.
If you don't understand a lot of English, don't you speak in shorter clipped sentences of...
Well, he thought he knew more than he actually did, I guess.
I mean, how do you come up with the phrase, for made me unbreathable?
I don't know.
Okay, then. Then don't you sit on your high horse over there. All right, Craig, please.
Undercover cop usual coined some nasty was not true about me and spread a rumor to the receiver. And some people know me conduce toward many people prejudiced and selfish to me. Cop made me lost my job. Cop put me became poor.
Cop put me became poor, George.
Right. He doesn't know what he's writing.
You have to interpret this. After we do a paragraph, you interpret it. What is he saying there?
There's a sports tie in there in that paragraph as the cop spread a rumor to the receiver.
What's that?
All right, Gordon.
Let's talk about when I live at the 28 Baker Street, second floor, Johnson City, New York. It terrible when I live there, such as cop wait until midnight, when I off the light and went to the bed. Cop unlocked my door and came in and take a sit in my room. Cop did it 13 time on the year 1994. On the 13 time, had 3 time touch me when I sleeping. One time stolen $20 in my wallet. One time used electric gun shoot at my back behind my neck. Wait. One time used electric gun shoot at the behind my neck. That time, I did not know English.
What does that mean?
Jared's got it right. This is like a techno song.
That time, I did not know English.
Please continue, second page, thank you.
Craig. Okay, to the second page. From 1990 to 1995, New York undercover cop tried to get a car accident with me. Such as when I driving on the highway and on the street, undercover cop suddenly break the car stop immediately at the front of my car. Cop did it 32 time like that during 1990 to 1995, but I never hit the car.
Many time from 1990 to 1997 at the daytime cop exploit unknown English and went to my house knock the front door for harass and domineer. Of course, during that time, cop coined something was not true about me and spread a rumor nasty, like the California cop.
From August 2007 until now, cop gave me not as much ass. Only one time, cop leave a message in my voicemail and said, double parentheses here, come back your country. After 5 minutes, I send a text massage... to them, and I said I will call the police, and they send it back to me. They said they are the police.
Now, is this explaining a lot to you, Giorgio? I mean, are you getting all this?
It's ramblings of a lunatic. The guy was going crazy, and he didn't know English. So, yeah, it makes perfect sense to me.
Dear New 10 right now. Right now, I still get unemployment benefit of the company shop vac Endicott. New York State Department of Labor was cheat and unpaid from December 1st, 08, December 28th, 2008. I already claim weekly benefit from that date.
Anyway, I cannot accept it, my poor life. Before I cut my poor life, I must oneself get a judge job for make an impartial with undercover cop by at least 2 people with me go to return to the dust of earth.
Explain that one, George.
I can't.
Just put it in English for me.
I don't think I can.
He ends with, already impartial now. Cop bring about the shooting. Cop must responsible. And you have a nice day. How creepy is that?
Chuck. Already impartial now.
Yeah, that's why I had to end the letter, because he was already impartial now.
It's really bizarre.
So he takes the time to compose this and sends this to a TV station, thinking that this somehow explains what he's doing. This is crazier than anything Ted Bundy wrote or John Wayne Gacy. This is the most insane thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's Ribby speak times 100.
This certainly sounds like, this is what it sounds like to me. He went to one of those online translators, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And he typed in his message in Mandarin.
Jiverlese.
Mm-hmm. And then it converted it into this was the English that it came up with. That's the only explanation that makes any sense here. Because there's no way that he knew enough English to write "for made me unbreathable," "for made me vomit," 24 hours, the technique of ultramodern.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, a look back at this day in history. It is 9:34.
It wasn't exactly this.
On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
A day in history.
Coming up next, how much will Vlad mean to the Rangers?